Okay, friends, we are reading a new story today called Here We Are, Notes for Living on Planet Earth. This was written by Oliver Jeffers, and it's read today by Mommy and what is that? Okay, and a little boy whose name is, how do you spell that? Not sure if you guys heard that, but it was a lot of P's and then an H.
P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P P H.
That makes sense. Well, are you ready for your story? Yes. All right. All right, here we go. Our solar system. And in our solar system, which it says is probably not to scale, there are a lot of things. In the center of it is a bright, shiny star called the Sun. And then there are some round planets going round it, okay? And there's a note that says, here we are, and it's on the third planet. Planet Earth. The first planet is Mercury, the second is Venus, the third is Earth, then comes Mars, then comes
Jupiter,
and then
Saturn,
and then Uranus, and then Neptune. And then last but not least is our favorite dwarf planet, Pluto, which is technically not a real planet. Okay. Well, hello. Welcome to this planet. We call it Earth. It is the big globe floating in space on which we live. We're glad you found us, as space is very big. There's so much to see and do here on Earth, so let's get started with a quick tour. And in the picture, we can see there's the Earth, that's us. And then right next door to us is the Moon. And then there's just this huge, big area called space. And then over here is a little arrow pointing to Mars, which is the next planet. And it says here that Mars is another 140 million miles that way. Yikes. Okay. The planet is basically made up of two parts, land, which is rocks and dirt, and sea, which is water. Firstly, let's talk about the land. It is what we are standing on right now. We know lots about the land. We can see that it is sometimes really hot, like a volcano. It can be pointy, like a mountain, and cold, at the top of a mountain. It can be bumpy, like a hillside. It can be flat, like a prairie. It can be dry, like a desert, and hot. And it can also be wet, like if you're in the wetlands. But all of that is land. Ha-ha! Then there's the sea, which is full of wonderful things. We know a bit about the sea, but we'll talk some more about that once you've learned to swim. And in the sea, what kind of things are there to see?
Algae
and fish. Yes. Wow. That's right. There's algae. Mm-hmm. And there's also fish and other sea creatures like coral.
And seaweed.
And seaweed and kelp and lots of stuff.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And even.
People. That's right. Sometimes people will be in the water swimming. Okay. There's also the sky, though that can get pretty pretty complicated. And in the picture, wow, there is the air that we breathe and the Stratos thingy and then outer space and then the moon, which spins around us, and then we spin around the sun. And then there's constellations, which is patterns of stars and other planets and stars, which are burning balls of gas very far away that you see at night, unless it's raining. And then storm clouds and lightning are a little bit closer to the ground. Actually, closer to the ground, you find snow and rainbows and rain and clouds and wind. Oh, our atmosphere is very complicated. And that's what we call the sky, is our atmosphere. Okay, moving on. On our planet, there are people. One people is a person, and you are a person. You have a body. And you've got a head and arms and a belly and legs, and inside of those things, you have a brain for thinking and a heart to pump your blood and lungs for breathing air and bones to hold it all together. So look after it, as most bits don't grow back. But there are bits that do grow back, like fingernails and hair. So it's okay to clip your fingernails and cut your hair because it will just continue to grow. Alrighty, the most important things for people to remember are to eat, drink, and stay warm or cool. People come in many shapes, sizes, and colors.
Some people are blue.
Well, some people wear blue. Yeah.
But he's blue.
Yeah, that's true. He definitely looks blue in the picture.
His skin color is blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And peach?
Yeah, some of these. Some of the pictures, some of the characters in this book have got a lot of funny looking colors
peach
to them.
And green.
I don't know that all of these things are things that you would see in the real world, though. I have never seen a purple person, but that doesn't mean that they might not be there. So let's keep going. We all may look different, act different, and sound different, but don't be fooled. We are all people. There are animals, too. They come in even more shapes, sizes, and colors. They can't speak, though that's not a reason not to be nice to them. Actually, a parrot can, and he says so. At the bottom, there's a picture of a parrot, and he says, I can, because parrots can talk.
In the real life?
Mm-hmm. You may not be able to speak yet either, even though your head is filled with questions. Be patient. You'll learn how to use words soon enough.
I didn't know parrots could talk in real life.
Parrots can talk in real life. It's not just the tiki room where birds can talk. They can talk in real life too.
When?
Well, some birds are taught how to talk, and parrots are one of those birds that can talk.
Mm-hmm. Go.
Yeah, there's in the picture, friends, there's a lot of things that might pop up inside of your mind to ask questions about. And asking questions is a great way to learn new things. So always ask questions.
Mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Why is your favorite color purple?
Why is my favorite color purple? Why is your favorite color green?
Because Raiden's favorite color is green.
Oh, because your best friend's favorite color is green? Well, my favorite color is purple because it has two colors that I really like mixed together to make it. I like red and I like blue. And I couldn't decide which of those I liked the most, so I decided to mix them together and make purple and make that my favorite color.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. You never know why people do things and like things. Now,
why do you read books all the time?
Because they're good for you. Books are awesome. And it's the fastest way for us to learn about new things.
Were those people yellow?
Let's read. Generally, how it works is that when the sun is out, it is daytime, and we do stuff. and the sun is bright yellow and it shines its bright yellow warmth all over us. And when you're outside in the yellow sunshine, things kind of look yellow. Now the rest of the time is night when it's dark, save for the moon, and we sleep. Please, we sleep. Did you catch that? At night, we sleep. We don't stay up and call for mommy and want to talk at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, things can sometimes move slowly here on Earth. Like a cow or a butterfly. But more often though they move. More often though they move quickly. So use your time well. It will be gone before you know it. Especially if you're living in a big city, things move a lot faster. Okay, though we've come a long way, we haven't quite worked everything out, so there's plenty left for you to do. You will figure lots of things out for yourself, but just remember to leave notes for everyone else. It looks big, Earth, but there are lots of us on here. And listen to this, it says that there are 7,327,450,667 peoples and counting. So be kind. There is enough for everyone. And, well, that's planet Earth. Well, make sure you look after it, as it's all we've got. Now, if you need to know anything else, just ask, because I won't be far away. And when I'm not around, you can always ask someone else.
Who is he?
The person who wrote this book. See, the man who wrote this book, look at this. He had a baby, and he wrote this book for his baby. But I like it because it says some cool stuff. And then look at this. It says, you're never alone on Earth. And there's a lot of people on this planet. And no matter where you go, you're gonna find somebody. So you gotta take care of the people around you and show them love and compassion. And you have to take care of your body. And I always tell you that you have a mind and a soul, and you got to take care of those things too. You got it? Yeah. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.